Welcome students, welcome to the Digital e-learning program launched by Atomic Energy Education Society. This is for class 8. Today we are going to learn the second lesson, geography. In the first lesson you studied about resources and the types of resources. Let us start with that. What are the three types of resources? Yes, natural resources, human-made resources and human resources. Okay, now what are natural resources? Resources that are drawn from nature and used without much modification are called natural resources. Today we are going to learn about five types of natural resources. They are land, soil, water, natural vegetation and wildlife resources. Before going to the first natural resource, that is land, there is a comparison is given in the textbook between two places. One is Tanzania, it is in Africa, and another place is New Zealand. Okay, in Tanzania, a girl called Mamba gets up very early in the morning in order to fetch water. She has to walk a long way and returns after a few hours. She then helps her mother in the house and joins her brother in taking care of their gods. So all her family, they have only a piece of rocky land around their small hut. They live in a very small hut and they have only a piece of rocky land. So agriculture is very, very difficult here. So Mamba's father can barely grow some maize and beans on it after toiling. He has to work very hard, but then also they don't get enough food for them. This is not enough to feed their family for the whole year. And now we will see the case of Peter. I have already said you, Peter lives in New Zealand. So where his family runs a wool processing factory. So every day after returning from school, Peter watches his uncle taking care of their sheep. Okay, and they have a sheep yard that is also situated on a wide grassy plain. Okay, so New Zealand is a plain area with hills in far distance. It is managed in a scientific way using latest technology, and they are able to use the latest technology also. So Peter's family also grows vegetable through organic farming. You know what organic farming is? You must have studied it in science also. Organic farming means farming without using chemical pesticides. Now Mamba and Peter stay in two different parts. Okay, so that's the reason why they follow a different type of lifestyle. So the difference is because of the difference in the quality of land, soil, water, natural vegetation. Okay, now we'll go to the first topic, that is land. You have already studied that 70% of our earth is covered with water. Land covers only 30% of the earth's surface. That's the reason why our earth is called a blue planet. You study this in 6th standard. And in this 30% also, most of the land is not habitable. People don't live in this land, whole 30%. Certain areas are thinly populated and certain areas are thickly populated. What are the reasons for this uneven distribution of population? It is mainly because of the changing climate and land. Okay, so here certain places like rugged topography and steep slopy area, mountain areas and desert areas, forested region, they are all thinly or sparsely populated. Sparsely means thinly populated. Most of the people don't like to stay in those places. You know the reason. You have already studied that too. In mountain areas, the climate is extreme. So it is very difficult to live in that area. And thick forest, desert area, again water scarcity they face, and thick forested area. All these areas are sparsely populated or thinly populated. But certain areas are thickly populated. People like to stay in those places. Like a plain areas and river valleys. You know those areas are suitable for agriculture, very fertile. So that's the reason why they are densely populated. Okay, now we'll move to the next topic, that is land use. Land is used for various purposes. isn't it? That is only called land use. Now we'll see what are the purposes or we use the land for. First one, we use land for agriculture. Second one, forestry, mining, and third one, building purposes, and roads, building houses, and setting up of industry. So this is only called land use. The use of land is decided by two factors. What are they? They are physical factors and human factors. Okay, what are the physical factors? Topography, soil, climate, minerals, and availability of water. So you know, if the soil is very fertile, people use the land for agriculture. If it is not fertile, we cannot use the land for agriculture. That is the reason why we said the use of land depends upon factors like soil, climate. If the climate is really very good, we can construct house, we stay there. And minerals, wherever minerals are available, we can do mining. So in this way, these factors affect the use of land. So that is called physical factors. Now one more factor is this human factor, population and technology. Okay, depending upon the population, if population is more, then we have to construct many buildings. So accordingly, we use the land for constructing buildings. Similarly, technology also. These are the factors affecting land use. So the next topic is types of land. There are two types of land depending upon the ownership. Okay, they are called private land and community land. Private land means actually they are owned and operated by the people, individuals. Okay, but community land is not like that. It is not owned and operated by the community for common uses. I will tell you an example which will make you clear what private land and community land are. Okay, first one, private land. So just imagine if you buy a land, if you want to construct a building or a house, if you buy a land, then that is a private land. Okay, because you are the owner of that land. And second one is called community land. Community land means, for example, park. The park is not owned by anybody. Okay, that is community or government property. So all of you can use it. Okay, you are not the owner, but you can use it. Community land has another name. They are also known as common property resources. So on the basis of the ownership, land is divided into two. They are private land and community land. Community land is also known as common property resources. Now, the quality of the land, the availability of land actually is decreasing. Do you know the reason? People and their demands are ever growing because of increase in population, and our demands are ever growing. Because of that, we always face the problem. So the availability of land is limited, and the quality of land is also differ from place to place, isn't it? And nowadays people started encroaching the common land and they are building commercial area, housing complexes in urban areas, and expanding agriculture because population is increasing. So in order to feed them, lot of food is required. So most of these lands are converted into agriculture land. Because of all these reasons, what happens? The availability of lands and the quality of the land is also decreasing. Okay, there are so many other reasons for this. For example, landslide, soil erosion, desertification, these are all major threats to environment. This is a very, very important resource, so it is our duty to conserve the land resources. There are various ways to conserve the land resources. First one is afforestation. Afforestation is nothing, just opposite of deforestation. So afforestation means we have to plant more and more trees. And next method is land reclamation. Land reclamation means the process of creating new land from oceans or river beds. And one more method is the regulated use of chemical pesticides and fertilizers. When we use chemical fertilizers and pesticides, what happens? The quality of the land is decreasing or deteriorating. We are not supposed to use chemical pesticide, and checks on overgrazing. Animals need pasture, but overgrazing definitely lead to a decrease in the quality of the land. So we have to conserve the land because it is a very, very important resource. Now one more topic is the landslide. You have heard about landslide. It is a natural disaster. So first I will explain what landslide is. Landslides are simply defined as the mass movement of rock, debris or earth down a slope. Actually, mass movement, actually falling down rock, debris all along a slopey area. This is only called landslide. What are the reasons for landslide? Mostly landslide occur in conjunction with earthquake. Whenever earthquake happens, along with it landslides also happen. During the time of floods and during the time of volcanic eruption, landslides happen. And not only that, a long spell of rainfall can also cause landslides. Anyway, this is a natural disaster. We cannot do anything to stop it. Some broad mitigation techniques of landslides are there. We can only just reduce the destruction caused by landslide. We will see what are the mitigation techniques. First one is hazard mapping. It is done to locate areas prone to landslide. So we first locate those areas which are prone to landslide, where this landslide can happen. And after that, such areas can be avoided for building settlements. So we are not supposed to construct buildings near those areas. First method is hazard mapping, that means locating the areas which are prone to landslide. So if we don't construct buildings there, then definitely there will not be much destruction. And second one is construction of retention wall. In PPT, that picture is given, picture of retention wall. So even when landslides happen, the retention wall can stop these debris or rocks falling to the road. So that will also definitely reduce the destruction. And next one is increase in the vegetation cover. If we increase the vegetation cover, that will definitely reduce the effect of landslide. And the last point is the surface drainage control. That also works to control the movement of landslide along with the rainwater and spring flows. So these are the various techniques used to reduce the destruction caused by landslide. In the first module, we studied about land, uses of land, and then the factors determining the uses of land, and then types of land. There are two types, private land and community land. And then the last you studied about conservation of land resources. Since land is an important resource, it is our duty to conserve the land. Thank you.